Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Judges in all Tennessee courts would be required to cooperate with ICE or face removal from the bench under a measure advancing in the State House. The measure passed in the House and could be heard this week in a Senate committee. Republican proponents say the bill will clarify what judges need to do. Critics say it could make more types of courtrooms intimidating for undocumented immigrants to engage with, such as coming forward in a civil court as the victim of a domestic violence. Democrats have argued the attorney general already has the authority to investigate judges who resist immigration enforcement. Nearly a third of doctors' offices are now using artificial intelligence scribes. These tools listen to patient and doctor conversations and automatically generate notes. Providers who use this tool say it saves them from having to type on a computer during exams and reduces time creating post-visit summaries. But Blake Farmer of our series HealthQ says AI isn't perfect, even in a medical setting.
AI scribes do hallucinate. That's the odd term for when AI adds things that are basically made up. It can also omit important information or miss context clues. Providers are supposed to review and edit the AI-generated summaries before adding them to a patient's record.
Patients can opt out, although one doctor who talked to HealthQ said the vast majority of his patients have accepted this new technology. We'll have more on AI scribes at 5:44 as part of our series called HealthQ. The state is very close to approving a key element in Nashville's transit overhaul, dedicated bus lanes. Redesigning major thoroughfares to have lanes that only WeGo can use will allow the agency's buses to move more quickly through the city. But those major streets are also state highways. That means the legislature has to agree to the plan. The State House and the Senate approved resolutions for the first round of bus lanes. It still needs one more vote in the Senate because the House added an amendment excluding space for bikes in those bus lanes. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.